It sounds like you had a quite the hell of a day there, Hugh. starting to
a little unexpected turn of events there at the end.
Yeah.
My neighbor's like 94, and he just got into a car accident like 3 weeks ago, crazy enough, too. Like, this dude's a tank. He just will not die. But I'm walking to my truck, and I hear somebody yelling hello, and sure enough, I go over there, and he's just laying on his kitchen, and he'd been there since yesterday. So called 911. Yeah, called 911, and 911 got somebody out there, and they took him off. He wasn't happy about it, but he was in bad shape.
Yeah. Good looks, man. Definitely good.
Crazy. We'll see. I'm sure he'll bounce right back. I mean, like I said, he was in a car accident 3 weeks ago, and he's already healed from that, it seems like. He's running around, and he doesn't stop.
That's good stuff.
He's a badass.
Smoking on anything tonight?
Backwood, actually. Buddy of mine got some from a dispensary. I don't know. I think from Move or something. I don't really get a lot of flower from the dispensaries, but it's okay. It's not bad. It's pretty, but I don't know. Other than that, it's kind of lacking.
All right. So let's kind of start in the beginning. Like, when did you first get into cannabis, and what were your first kind of experiences with that? Thanks.
Shit. Okay. So my dad was a dealer until I was probably like 13. So I was kind of surrounded by it always. I don't think I started smoking until I turned like 15 or so. I had some buddies that kind of introduced me to it, and I loved it, but I was always so broke that I was never able to afford it or anything. So it was just kind of sporadic. I think when I got into college is when I really started to dive into how to grow it, because I was so broke that I wasn't able to afford it. I was like, I'm just going to fucking grow it. So, right. So I think I went on like, I don't remember, torrents. I downloaded the torrents for like any books I could find. Eventually made my way to IC Mag. That's where I think I learned most stuff. And we grew from probably like 09 to 2013 or something like that. And I took a break and jumped back in it about a few years ago. So, and that's where I am now.
Were you growing seeds or cuts like when you first started growing? What were from some of the first things you started growing?
The first thing, so I was researching the shit out of it, and I was, you know, really looking into it, and I was wanting to grow. I didn't have a space, and then like the planets aligned. My buddy needed a roommate, and he had a grow happen like low key just by chance, and we were like, holy shit. So he had a bag seed that he grew that was some like pretty good shit. I know it was from California. That's about all we were getting up around that time. Looking back, I mean, it was probably some sort of indica. It was broadleaf for sure, but we ran that and we cloned that fucking, we probably ran that 5 or 6 times, and it was great. It was super frosty and just like a good indica. Hash plant-ish, sort of. And then eventually we stacked up the courage and bought some seeds from Amsterdam, and then that's when shit really changed. Like, the first grow I did, it was like some greenhouse seeds and shit, what else? Some Barney stuff. I think we did LSD and shit, Super Lemon Haze. Super Lemon Haze is still one I'll never forget. Like, as soon as I finished curing that shit, it was just like, holy shit, this is like unlike any weed I've come across yet. And that was a game changer, and that's what really when we started getting into it even more. Ended up moving to Colorado, but it didn't really work out like we planned, and that's when it kind of stopped.
That was back before it was recreational and all that in Colorado too.
Yeah, we moved in 2012, 2013, and it went recreational like months before we got there. And that was pretty wild too, because we were buying shit off of Craigslist. Like, it was just like, in Florida, it was like everybody was sketched the fuck out. So it was nice to be able to go to Colorado and like everybody, there's just like this huge market available. So it was a cool experience nonetheless. But I we weren't the best growers, and we were used to a humid environment in Florida, and then we go to Colorado where it's dry as shit, and then like we just couldn't keep anything happy, and we were in a basement, and we were also dead broke, so we were working with like barely anything and just never managed to get anything good. We had like one decent grow, and that was about it.
So talk about some of your current grow methods and things. We're down in Florida, right? So how do you deal with the humidity and things? Do you have a pretty kick-ass DU?
It's not, I wouldn't say it's, you know, it's anything crazy. It's nothing commercial, but it's a nice, like, Frigidaire brand, I think.
Yeah.
It was almost $400 or something. I mean, I got a little space, so it does good for the little space. And then I've also got a window unit that happens to have, like, a dry setting on it, which seems to be, it keeps the humidity in there, like, damn near perfect. So between that and the dehum, it keeps it pretty happy. I do Coots mix for pretty much everything. And then, like, my seedlings and clones, I'll do, like, ProMix HP just because it's kind of light and it's always clean. I've run through, like, 3 or 4 bales of that stuff, and clones always take to it. Seedlings always have no problem with it, so stick to that.
Do you stick directly into that, or do you do, like, Rockwool plugs and then into that, or...?
I do Coco plugs, so they're just Floraflex brand. I'm pretty sure they're iHort. I'm almost positive they're just wholesaling from iHort and getting the Q plugs and just putting a Floraflex name on it because they're like identical. That's what I was using before, and those always work good for me.
what varieties are you growing right now? Anything you're real stoked on?
I'm in between moves. So I've had nothing really in flower. I've got some stuff outside right now, that some like old moms, but that's about it right now. And then I just finished that big Chimera reversal. So those are still hanging up and should be dry within the next couple of days, I think.
Oh yeah. Which one are you popping first, you think? Which one's on your mind for that?
Shit. I'm leaning towards the Dog Walker, but Crew has been talking about running that one. So, I mean, I might just source a cut from him. I got one in there called Gator, which is like an S1 that I made of. It was the Sea Junkie BCC times Jealousy. That was like one of my first kind of reversal attempts that went to shit. It didn't really amount to anything, but I did get one seed and it happened to, it popped, and I really dig it. It's like Bacio Gelato, but like maxed out. It's pretty loud, and it just looks crazy when you grow it. It's super purple and chunky and shit. So I'm curious to see how that would be with the Chimera. And then also the Fritter Bliss. That was the last cross I made. I bought some pollen from Strain. That, crazy enough, it was probably 2 years ago, from Seven East, which comes from this dude in Canada, and cross that on to Lumpy's Apple Fritter, and I only popped 4 of them, but 3 of them are really fucking solid. It's just the one I'm digging the most is number 1, which I didn't happen to throw in with the Chimera tent, but it's pretty solid. It's just like gassy and what's the back end to it?
I'm gonna mute you, Jay. You got a little feedback going on.
I'm just digging that one, so we'll see how that one goes. I mean, the high on that one's really nice. It smacks you right in between the eyes, and it lasts a good bit. So I've been digging that one a lot. That's what I've been, every time I seem to grow into the stash, I always seem to gravitate towards that one.
Hell yeah. How was that Shoreline? I seen you put the Shoreline into the mix of that. Have you flowered that one out as a female?
Yeah, I mean, it's, so I kind of threw that one in, like, little last. I think when I got the clone, it might have been a little hormonal because when it started growing out, it was spitting out, like, the single fingers and triple fingers and shit. So it took a little while to kind of, like, stabilize. And I barely threw it in, like, right at the end, and it didn't really veg any. It just kind of went straight into flower, so it wasn't real big. But it's like a funky berry. I'm not sure. I mean, I know Shoreline's supposed to be straight skunk. I mean, I could definitely get like some funk in there, but to me, I guess I also get some like berry in the front. So I mean, it's a good cut nonetheless. We'll see how that does too.
Oh yeah.
I got that one straight from Loompa. So
yeah,
it took forever, but hey, it happened.
So are you going to be running clones when you land and set up your grow again? Or are you going to be popping seeds to start, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'll probably do a little bit of both. I usually like to, I'll have like 4 30-gallons, and that'll be kind of like the flower run, so that I got enough flower for every. I pretty much just grow flower for like me and the family. So we'll have flower for everybody, and then I like to do like either a pheno run in another tent, or popping seeds, crossing more stuff. I'd like to get another reversal going. I got more room this time, so hopefully I'll be able to do a couple different things. We'll see.
What's next up on the reversal? What you feeling?
I'm thinking I'm going to do OG Rascals Wi-Fi 3 just to kind of, I don't know if you saw that whole situation. No, not yet.
Yep.
Not yet. I've heard it's supposed to be just straight gas, you know, fuel, just, you know, right in your face, but we'll see.
Yeah, I get you.
But yeah, I'd like to kind of stick it back to him after the whole situation with that. That was kind of a ordeal. He kind of screwed over. Was it Don Juan? So it'd be nice to take his gear and spread it out a little more, since he was charging $100 a snip. It was just like crazy.
Yeah, it'd definitely be nice to see some reversals onto some different things for sure. Any mashups that you'd really want to do, like Wi-Fi 3 onto?
I've got a list. Basically, last time I kind of did like half hype stuff, half classic stuff. I have a list at the spot, but I can only think of like Audi sent me Cap Junkie. I know I want to throw that in there. Shit. There was, I got Tasty sent me Carbon Fiber from the last Emerald Cup, and or was it Supersonic? Actually, Supersonic. That I finished that one this last run. That's in the Chimera reversal, and that plant was like pretty impressive. It's just like a tank, and I had some clones, like a trade clones, that kind of went to crap, and one of those managed to stay alive, no problem. So I think that one, and it's got Gary. It's half Gary Payton, and Gary Payton on itself was a pretty good one when the last time I ran it. So I want to do some more with that one. Shit, what else was there? Oh, I got the Shire recently. I'd like to throw that in there. That's another old classic cut that's supposed to be pretty solid.
That'd be really, really cool, man.
Right? I mean, just a good variety of old stuff. And I got UK Cheese lately. I think I'm pretty sure that one was on the list. Yeah.
Did you do Cheese Chimera?
What's that?
Did you get the Chimera on top of the cheese, or did you get the cheese more recently?
I got the cheese more recently. I just got that. That one is also taking a while to kind of nurse back. I got that one from Laser, and the clones look good when they showed up, or the snips look good when they showed up, but it's just like one of those, they trick you, like after you plug them, and then they just kind of go to crap. And I managed to keep one happy, and I've just been nursing along this whole time. And it's probably, I don't know, 18 inches at this point, but it's just like thin and frail. I'll just keep cloning it off until it gets real happy. So see how that goes.
I get you. Yep.
I did run a, I've been wanting to do something cheesy just because I ran an NL2, Todd, whatever his last name, McCormick, or the ag seed guy. I ran an NL2 from him, and it was like blue, like cheesy blueberry. And that was like some really killer bud. I'd like to try to find something similar to that again. So
I've always liked the cheesy terps. I've been on the
hunt
for a while.
It's not very common. You don't see them very often. So it was cool. Oh, Tangy. That was another one. Tangy is another one that really impressed me. Like I haven't really seen anything with the, or not Tangy, Trop Cookie, sorry. I haven't really seen anything with, like, the Tangy terps, you know, like the bright orange terps. So growing that one out and smelling that for the first time was pretty cool. And that's, it reminds me of Florida, so I'd like to do some more stuff with that. Kind of, you know, I want to do like some Florida. I like to stick to more Florida gear. Like the Angel Kush I ran is all triangle based.
Have you run any Swamp Boys gear?
Shit, I did run something at one point. I got a freebie cut from somebody, but shit, I can't remember what it was. And I have a couple of their packs. I mean, and then the Angel Kush actually was supposedly collab with Duke and Ricky. So I don't know if that counts or not. I think that's where Duke got Triangle from. So, I mean, it's solid too, because the high on that one is really killer. It's just like straight Triangle, like dome rocker.
Recently that you really dig?
I missed the first half of that, sorry.
Any other seeds you really liked that you've popped recently?
I got those triploids. So I got a buddy that I kind of met through Reddit that works for like Dark Heart and Humboldt Seed Company. And he made some triploid seeds. And I've had those kind of just on the back burner, and they're looking pretty. They're nice, like broad leaves, but like heavy serration. Like they look like saw blades almost. So
they're supposed to be seedless, right? Those triploids.
That's right? The idea. I mean, that's his goal. They're not tricots by or anything. And when I asked him about that, he said that's kind of like a bro science thing to assume that all tricots are triploids, and that a triploid necessarily has to be a tricot, apparently. But he sent me there's a guy that will test it, but I mean, I'm just gonna run them, and if I find anything killer out of it, I'll just keep it and we'll see how it goes.
For sure. You find a special
one. Right. He crossed a lot of stuff. I can't remember exactly, because it's, I know there was like a gelato cross in there that I definitely ran, and then a what was it called? I can't remember. It escaped me at this moment. I'd have to look it up. But they all look killer. And you can tell whatever parent that, you know, is the triploid is pretty dominant, because they all look pretty similar, even though there's like three different ones in there. I can see differences, but they all kind of they all look pretty similar. So it'll be interesting to see how those turn out. I'll probably start those hopefully by the end of the month. So we'll see. Start vegging them anyway.
That'd definitely be cool.
Hell yeah.
So, I guess let's go back a little bit again. And what was the first, like, name strand that stuck out to you that you really, really liked?
That Super Lemon Haze was pretty fucking solid. Like, that one happened to smell like bubblegum. I've noticed a lot of greenhouse stuff I've ran can have that bubblegum nose to it. But the high on it too, I remember, was just like really. Am I still there?
You're still here. You cut out a little bit.
Okay. There was also one, what was it called? Like, Lady Burn 1971 or something. And that one was pretty dope too. It was kind of like a perfumey, fuely sort of thing. It kind of looks like Grinspoon, if you're familiar with that one. I think it's not like a heavy yielder, but I'd like to dive back into that at some point, because it was pretty unique. I've never really come across anything. It's kind of like licorice-y too, from what I remember. Like, I just remember smelling that and I was just like, whoa. There was also one of the first solo grows I ever did. My dad had a shitload of like brick bag seed. We were getting regs pretty much. My mom always smoked regs, so we always had those available. And I popped like 10 or 12 of them or something. And most of them were just straight bunk, like bullshit, like real lanky and terpless, like ass. But one of them was like really killer. And that one stood out to me too. I don't really, I would imagine it was probably some sort of Mexican, but it was just, from what I remember, also just kind of fuely. the fuely stuff back then was always just like kind of rare. So as soon as, you know, whenever that shit popped up, we were all over that. And then I was in Jersey for a summer and I scored a bag of Romulan from our buddies out of Oregon. And that was some killer shit, man. That was my favorite bud for a long time. I'm pretty sure it was Federation origin, not what the Romulan Genetics guy's doing now. The Romulan Genetics guy stuff is great, but the Federation stuff is kind of a lot different. And I think a lot of people remember Romulan as that. Because the Federation stuff I've ran has been close to what I remember getting. And it's just, it's like piney, but not lemony. But then also just kind of funky. It's just, and the high is just really killer as well. It's just like an uplifting high, but a good body buzz too. So that was some really standout weed that I fucking cherished. I had like a half O or something, and I dragged that out for like 2 months because I just smoke a little bit here and a little bit there because it was like some of the best shit I ever had for a long time.
Are there certain flavors you gravitate towards? Like, are you really into the gassies or piney?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, I like the funky stuff, the gassy stuff. I like gelatos. Yeah, that kind of just like rank, heavy hitting shit. The fruity stuff's all right. I don't mind it, but I mean, if I want to get stoned, I grab it towards the heavy hitters. I will say though, I got a shishka berry. The cut of shishka berry that I have is pretty fucking solid. It's good like daytime weed because it's like a heavy hitter, but it doesn't make you sleepy. So it'll like you can rock that all day long.
Where did the terp land on that one?
What was that?
Where did the terp land on that one? What's the flavor like?
It's the flavor is, I mean, flavor isn't great. I mean, it's not bad, but it's mainly just a blueberry on the nose, like super blueberry. Kind of like blueberry, like fresh blueberries. Because yeah. I've ran, like the blueberry muffin I ran was like, you know, kind of like a cakey, funky blueberry sort of. But this one's just like fresh, bright blueberries. I got that one running now, actually. That's one that's outside. It's doing all right.
Oh, yeah. How is it growing in Florida sun? Is it too much sun for the plant? You have to use
sometimes. Yeah, I have a like a, it's just like a tarp, like a clear tarp, but it's got a mesh going through it.
Yep.
That's been working pretty good so far. Yeah, I mean, this has been the best run I've had. The first year I started, I put a bunch of 2 gallons out without, and they've just like dry out and like a day or two, and it took me a little while to realize that probably needed up pot. So now the 30 gallon, I'm doing all 30 gallons, and I'll put a few plants in there, and they hold water for a good while. They're staying happy. I'm not sure. I know there's a shitload of sun right now, so I know they're getting plenty of sun, but they're also kind of surrounded by a fence, and they might be getting shaded as well. So I know some of them are starting to flower, but some of them are like, one's a white Russian. I think that tendency to just do that pre-flower shit. Cause it started flowering like almost immediately. I think the shishka berry is also starting to push out some pistils too. So we'll see. I might just go full blown like hoop house next year. It's been a learning process every year, but we're getting there. I'll figure it out. I will say that I got a Trinity going right.
And pull tarp, man.
What's that?
I said hoop house and pull tarp, so you can light up pretty good. Light up, yeah. Is fun too, but,
I think that would help too. I've been thinking about if I could just throw a light in there, but it's kind of, this is off grid where I'm at, so it's not real easy for me to just hook up a light. But
I mean like. Pull a tarp over it. You don't really need the light in the inside.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. To force flower.
Yeah.
I think my issue is the sides might be shading it, I think, and it's kind of like, I'm not sure if it's getting enough light is my concern. We'll see. I don't know. I like that. A hoop house would eliminate that immediately, I think.
The hoop house, it definitely bumps up the quality, but if you light dep it, it bumps up the quality even more.
Okay.
I feel light dep is just as nice as indoor. It sometimes looks just as nice too. Sometimes it doesn't look quite as nice, but the resin on it is, it's my favorite, really. I've always liked it. Okay. And you can pull a few cycles in a season. I'm sure down your way you have a lot of sun. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, once we get all situated, that's definitely on my books is to get into that more. I'd like to find some strains that do well out here and start working that a little bit, because I don't know many other Florida growers that do anything like that. I got a Trinity going out there, and that's really kicking ass. So.
Hell yeah, man. I've heard good things about the Trinity.
I don't think I really heard about it until it was on Joe's list. And, you know, it seemed like it was one of those legendary cuts, and it's kicking ass. Like, it's growing like a champ. It's bright green. It's praying hard. Nice broad leaves.
It's funny because that's the plant that I found Joe on his list, really. Like, way back when I was looking at his list. And, I never got that one when he had it. But the Trinity's real, real special, and I'm sure.
Hell yeah. It looks awesome. I'm stoked to see how it does.
Any other plants you get outside, or is that the ones you're running out there?
I've got GMO's ODD cut. That one's getting big too. And we were talking about it briefly. Him and I were talking about it briefly. There is serration. I found some serration on there. It's starting to, or double serration, which is cool. I never noticed that. What else is out there? I've got some stuff from Iron Lotus. You hooked me up with him, actually, and I've picked up a bunch of cuts from him.
Yeah, I got his cutter, man. Do you still run that Skunk One Super Skunk?
I'm planning on doing some stuff with that.
That's a nice
one. Love it. That's a great cut, man. That was one of my favorites, one of the last runs I did. It was just like, oh man, killer, super great high, and then the buds, mine they cured in like rocks, man. They like, it sounded like pebbles in the jar when it was done, and it wasn't
pressed. Really, really dense nug, from the get, yeah.
So, it's that's so
smelly all the time, too, even in veg. I love that plant,
me too, man. I actually asked him the other day if he's, because I know he got rid of a lot of cuts to make room, and I asked him, I was like, you get rid of that one? He said he didn't. So I was like, kid. But I've got his cut of Kim Fuego in there, which is supposed to be good. That's Lucky Dog Gear, I think. And then Section 8, which is a Thunder Fudge cut, I think. It's not, it's a Thunder Fudge pack, but it's not his cut.
I get it.
It's supposed to be, he told me, like, candy gas, kind of. And that one's doing pretty good too. It's praying, but it's also like the leaves are like cupping at the same time. It's praying so hard. So, yeah. PM is, last year I had a big PM problem. I mean, it's so fucking humid here. But this year, I mean, they've just been kicking ass with it. I haven't had to spray them with shit, and they're just, it's like non-existent. So that's been a nice surprise.
You know, Regalia?
Oh, I've heard of that. That's like systemic, right?
It's it works on the plant's systemic acquired resistance. It like helps the plant learn to fight pathogens off. It's Japanese knotweed extract. It works really, really well. I foliar it in veg, and I'll feed it in the roots and flower maybe once, but it seems to really, really help. I also got this called AQ10. I can send you a link to it. It's a PM eating fungus. And
I think Tom hooked me up with some of that. I
played with that one recently.
Hell yeah. I've used that in the past. I think the bottle I had kind of went bad because it started to get real stank. But I want to say Heroana Tom hooked me up with that stuff before, and it worked pretty
well. He's the one who directed me to that.
There you go. Really good. Yeah. I've also been using this stuff called Banish. I don't know if you've heard of that, but that stuff's pretty solid, it seems like. It's crazy fucking expensive. Like, a 2-ounce bottle is, like, $30 or something. But you only need, like, when I mix a bottle of spray, I do, like, 500 mils, and I only put, like, 0.5 mil in of the Banish. But...
So it's concentrated.
It's super, yeah. It's super concentrated.
What is it?
Oh, shit. Let me just look it up real quick. It's some proprietary...
Like frozen stock and tea, sulfur's the bomb.
Sulfur is really great. And actually, you got me on
top either, but I've recently just started playing with pure crop, and that stuff is, it's awesome that it works with sulfur too.
Killer. I didn't realize it worked with sulfur. I didn't know it was sulfur compatible. But sulfur is fucking killer. I use that, and I got that from you, was putting it on dry. I like to just, I get a powdered sugar dispenser, like a little metal shaker, and then put the sulfur in that, and then I'll just shake it on the plant like a real fine layer, like as all over the plant as much as possible. Let it sit for like 24, 48 hours or even longer, and that'll eradicate fucking everything, any mites, PM. You let it chill there for a little bit and then spray it off, and then you can just go back to spraying whatever you want on it. Banish, though, is Garaninol. I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking
about. It's worked pretty solid for me.
So with pure crop, I like to use it at 20 mils of pure crop a gallon, and I'll use a tablespoon of sulfur, and it works awesome. I haven't got burnt.
That's killer. Last time I used pure crop, I might have just been hitting it too hard or something, but I fried some plants with it, and I've been scared to use it ever since. Same thing with Dr. Z. Wipe
out. Dr. Z's pretty gnarly, man. You're going to make sure you pH that stuff. They say pH it, but you better pH that stuff.
Yeah. I think I had like a bottle, just like a pre-made bottle. I used it one day, and it was fine, and then the next day it was like, or the next time I used it, it was probably like a week later or something. And they just, they didn't like it.
Have you grown out that dog walker? I'm growing out some of that right now, and that stuff is...
Oh, yeah, man. That's a killer one. That's, like, one of my top fives. It's just... Sure.
Real, real special in every way.
Yeah, that one's really nice. It's just, like, a sweet kush... like a great high. That's one of the ones I've been gravitating towards with the Chimera Cross, because that was just been one of my favorite cuts, I think, in the past few years.
What's your top five smoke wise right now?
That Gator cut, I'd say, because I really like the high on that one. It's just a real heavy dome rocker. That's that BC banana cream cake times jealousy S1. What was the last thing? Oh, the grape gas. I ran that one. Grape gas S1. That's like a cultivated cut. That one was pretty solid too. The first time I ran it, it wasn't really that great, but I just finished it off and it surprised me. It's killer. It's just, it's grapey. It's kind of funky. It's got a little bit of funk in there. But the high on it is nice. Apples and bananas, that's another one I just finished. That one's super unique. I really like the way that one smells. It's kind of perfumey, kind of licorice-y also, like that real, it's like in between gelato and something else, I'm not sure. It's just that new modern, dank funk from California. I finished the Crippy too. That one's probably like in my top three ever. The Tampa Crippy, that one's just like straight gas bomb, but that's like knockout weed, like that, just like you don't give a fuck no more. You don't want to do shit after smoking that, or you just fall asleep. So that's kind of like a nighttime one.
Is it a picky one to grow?
Oh hell yeah, it's really hard to dial in. It's crazy hard to dial in. And it loves the dry back. I've noticed that. It does not like to be overwatered either. And if you overwater it, it takes a while. It can take a while for it to be unpissed off.
A lot of those cushions and chems really, really hate the
overwatering.
Like, they're wet feet. I don't want to keep their feet wet too long.
It's like a desert plant, and it wants to be dry. It needs water eventually.
Do you coots mix? So do you feed extra with like top dressing or teas, or what else do you like to feed?
I do Athena, actually, crazy enough. I do coots mix.
Oh, okay.
Athena. Best of both worlds. So mainly because all the moms that I have, so everything I've ran with flower with Kootsmits and Athena has been killer. Like, the bud's fucking awesome. I know a lot of people say it's like cardboard terps, but I've not experienced that.
Along the lines that I run a like amended mixed soil, and I run a front bag, real somehow.
It's just, you know, it's the best of both worlds. So then you got the salts just in case, you know, the soil's not delivering. And if the salts aren't really delivering, then you got the fucking soil there ready to rock too.
You steer for sure.
Right. Yeah. So, and it's also great for my mom. So it's like super easy to just, you know, stick to one thing. I don't have to fucking, I keep it super simple too. I do 10 mils of everything. I do 10 mils of EM1. I make my own EM1 with, you know, the rice wash and all that shit. This is 10 mils per gallon, 10 mils of grow, 10 mils of, you know, CalMag, whatever the fuck. It's just 10 millimeters, 10 milliliters per gallon across the board of Athena. And everything seems to love it. My mom stay nice and happy with it.
You must skip the cleanse if you're throwing EM1 in there.
Yeah, I don't use the cleanse at all. I used to. So what I have a big reservoir, and I used to just like, throw a little bit in there like weekly just to kind of clean it out, but it didn't really seem to make a difference when I stopped. And you know, I just like to simplify as much as possible, and the less bottles I have to buy, the better. So
I feel it there.
But the EM1 though, that's true.
I like running the high microbe too, especially with kind of like an amended mix.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff. My plants love that stuff. I foliar with it too. It's just great. It's super easy to make.
It's a good inoculant for sure.
Yeah.
After a good IPM and like before a flower round, I usually like to inoculate a room pretty good with that stuff. I'll give them a rinse afterwards too, but I want to keep those lactose around. So nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a bread guy that I always like sourdough, which is another lacto. I mean, I always made kombucha for a while. Like, I've always kind of gravitated towards that sort of shit. So incorporating that on top of it is just, you know, it's kind of, it's rewarding for me, but it also like the plants. Hell yeah. It's a fun thing to do.
Have you messed with, like FF or like the fish ferments or fruit ferments or plant ferments, things like that?
Not yet. I basically just do, composting. I got a big compost bin, and actually I have two, and I kind of cycle between them. So I'll have one full that's, you know, that it's been rocking for months, and then I'll fill it up and then let that age for about 6 months, and then I'll work on the other one. And it kind of, you know, works out usually where by the time I fill that one up, 6 months has gone by and most of the worms have kind of crawled out of there, all the shit's broken down and it's ready to use. And that too is also like, plants love fresh compost. That's a fucking, they go crazy for that. So I try to use that as much as possible.
A good compost tea or even just top dressing.
Pretty nice. Yeah. Yeah. Shit, I forgot where we're going with that.
Do you have
FBJs and stuff?
Oil too with feeding salts? Do you see worms sticking around or?
Occasionally, usually I just try to, if I see them, I'll pluck them out and throw them back in the compost bin. But like in the 30 gallons, they'll definitely hang out in there. Cause I mean, I'm also not going heavy on the salts. I don't check my EC or any shit like that. It's just kind of enough to give them some food. So I don't know if it would be, you know, enough to fry any worms or anything, but I do see them in there, especially in the bigger pots. I'll let them chill.
I've been trying to add them in. I run a pretty low EC, so I think they could. I think they can help.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it hurting them. but who knows? I know some of them are sensitive, like those little skinny ones. But I get, what is it, Uncle Jim's Worm Farm or something. I usually get worms from him. And then we've also got like some spots in the yard where I'll just dig up some big-ass earthworms and throw those in there. And they'll do their thing for a little bit. The earthworms, I don't think really stay very long. But it's cool, too. There's also, I found some recipe on Instagram at one point where it was like, fucking, like, you take, like, a coffee grinder and you put in, like, oatmeal and coffee and I'd have to look it up. And then you sprinkle that and it, like, the worms multiply. Like, they start breeding. It's some sort of food to make them breed. And I did that at one point and my bins were just, like, full of babies. There was almost, like, too many worms in there. But eventually they kind of bail. So you got to, like, if you're not constantly feed them, it seems like they just go out of the holes and take off, but
I get you. They'll go elsewhere.
Yeah. But it's still fun. And it's also like, it's nice to not waste shit. Cause any kitchen scraps, those go straight to the compost bin. My mom saves all her kitchen scraps. So it's cool to turn all that stuff into weed.
Oh, for sure, man. It's definitely nice to cycle it all around.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you grow that bubba cut too? I think I seen that one in your lineup for the Chimera.
Sorry, I missed the first part of the question.
The bubba?
Bubba, yeah. Bubba's a solid one. That's one I haven't been able to nail. The couple times I've ran it, that was like the similar to the Shoreline. I threw it in too early and that one just like stayed squat as hell.
Oh, it does not stretch at all.
Right.
Spot plant.
Yep. But I mean, even the little bud I've gotten is just straight fucking killer. So yeah, that's another Florida classic that I want to do some stuff with for sure. And another killer cut from Joe that I really appreciate. Because it is the real deal, it seems to be.
You put the Chimera on top of that, right?
Yeah. If you mean I reverse the Chimera.
Yeah. That Chimera is probably one of the most vigorous plants that I've ever really touched. And
right.
If you can just find a vigorous boba, it might be a good one. It'll help.
That's a good hybrid.
On it too, and all that.
Fuck yeah.
Definitely berry as well.
I know Haas was talking about wanting to run that one, and I was planning on throwing him a pack. So hopefully. He does something with that one. That'd be cool.
Alrighty. So, I guess if you were going to be on a desert island and you could only take three plants with you, what three plants would be?
I'd probably do the Crippy. I think the Tampa Crippy would definitely be in there. Let's see. I'd probably go for something that'd be good day high. Let me think. Maybe like a good OG. Or I know that's Shishkaberry. Probably the Shishkaberry, because that's a good fruity one, so that's a little bit of a variety. Third one. Damn. Now let's do and then that gator cut I've been talking about. I'm really digging that one.
Oh yeah.
That one was, even when I ran the straight cut, I ran that a couple times. But anything Jealousy, honestly, is like right up my boat. That funky ass fuel, heavy hitting. I love that shit.
I like gelato flavors. They don't hit me. Like, I love the bubba and like the chems and things. Those are just such heavy hitters.
Say the hide usually doesn't last, but I don't mind smoking a little more frequently just to drag it out.
I feel you there. I mean,
especially if it's vulnerable. That is a very common problem with a lot of the modern stuff I've come across. Is like it's like a 30-minute high, and then you're kind of back to plateau. So that was kind of another thing I wanted to do with a little heavy hitting, because I threw the Chem in there, Chem 91 in there, the Bubba's in there. Shit, what else was there? The dog walkers in there. F1 Derbs in there. That one's supposed to be... That's kind of racy. That's not really a dome rocker.
How is the F1 Derb?
It was, from what I remember, like, I wrote down the notes. It was super bright, from what I remember. The turps were super bright. I haven't smoked any of it yet. But it was just kind of real green is all I can say. Like, just that, like, real bright weed. I don't know.
Yeah.
You could tell, like it's kind of lanky, and it looks like some crazy fucking sativa, but it finished early, and yeah, I can kind of see the cherry pie in it, because I've got a cherry pie cross that kind of looks similar to it, but the F1 Derb is like, it's even more thin leaf, and lanky. Like, it's lanky. It was lanky as shit.
Does it remind you of Durban?
Not really. No. I didn't. I mean, I haven't finished Durban, but even growing, I've had the Durban vegged out, and it doesn't look similar. I think they just stole the name, or they just, you know, the name's unrelated.
I get you.
Because as far as I know, F1 Derb is like a Cherry Pie S1 or a Cherry Pie Kush S1. I can't remember.
I thought that was like the mother to Cherry Pie. I think it's before the Cherry Pie.
I don't know.
I'm not.
Been really a minute sure. Since I picked that one up. PNW sent me that one. PNW's hooked me up with all types of fucking cuts. So that was one he sent me probably 6 months ago.
You have a Durban cut? Is that what you're talking about too?
Oh no, the F1 Derb. I got that one from PNW, but I do have Durban. I have I got Durban from Joe as well. Yeah. Back when he was
selling. Yeah, I hear that's the best one too.
Yeah, I mean, I still haven't ran it yet, but I know it's, you know, it's up there. It's supposed to be a good one. It's supposed to be a good day one.
All right. I guess if anybody has some questions for Hugh, feel free to ask. Hugh, if you got any anything you'd like to say before we wrap up, too.
I appreciate y'all having me on. It's been cool. If anybody's got some questions, I'm still hanging out.
I guess one good question, when do the Chimera beans drop?
I got to check on them. They've been hanging up for probably close to 10 days at this point. So they got to be close to dry. I know some people say you're supposed to, you know, shuck the beans and then let the beans themselves dry. So I might do that as well. I'm probably going to do that. So maybe within a couple of weeks, hopefully.
I get you.
Website. Yeah, I'll have the website all up and running. And I got some merch coming with that. That'll be cool. I got some badass posters made that are all screen printed.
Yeah, I like super the high logo quality work paper. That you got done, man. That shit looks awesome.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I'm stoked with it, too. I mean, it's been fun. To dive back into designing shit again. I haven't done it in years, so it's been cool. But I got those posters made, and I also went as far as, like, I found a frame shop about an hour away that I got some frames made that are, you know, nice glass, nice matting, nice, you know, solid wood frames. They're not chinky, shitty frames, so they'll be numbered and all that stuff, so super limited. I'm stoked on that. I'd like to do a poster for every drop that I do, and then I just have a big wall of fucking posters.
That'd be kick ass. I'd definitely like to score a poster of that, so I'll check
killer, man. We should have plenty. I got enough for the boys.
Hell yeah. Well, it was good chatting with you, Hugh.
Likewise, brother. It was awesome, and looking forward to the next one. You were awesome.
Sure. We'll definitely do more.
Killer, man.
Alrighty. I'm going to go eat some dinner. You guys have a good
day. See y'all.